You know, it's incredibly rewarding to be a small business owner. Yeah, God it is. Because, you know, when I get my podcasting shoes custom made by the finest slipperies in all of Los Angeles, and those slipper bills just keep mounting, I just think to myself, you're doing it for the people, Henry. You're doing it for the people. And I'm passionate about my work, and I have a lot on the line. So let Verizon help champion your small business dream. Whether you own a small business, or scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need to get ready for Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon Business Experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon Business Expert. Plus, Verizon Business Experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Remember, there's no such thing as small businesses, only small people. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to Verizon.com/small business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. I just want to apologize to everybody that wanted to hear my dulcet tones on the SiriusXM show last night.
Yeah.
It's my fault. It is your fault,
wasn't it? Because you can't avoid doing things when it comes to food.
I just want everybody to understand something about me. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah. From afar. You think that guy's got it all. He's got the body.
Yeah.
He's got the hair.
Uh-huh.
He's obviously got a beautiful wife.
Uh-huh.
He's
got an incredible
job. He's got an killer sense of humor.
Great friends. Those are true.
A completely, I would say, unintimidating penis, which I think is nice.
Sure. Absolutely. It depends on who's lying to you, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's there. You know,
yeah.
it's like Casper. It's friendly.
It urinates.
Yep,
it does the main things.
Absolutely. So everyone thinks that guy's perfect.
Must be. Is he LeBron James? He's perfect.
People say that all the time. People stop me. Because You know what I do is, and they say, hey, you're LeBron James? And then I just flop to the floor.
There you go. you got him.
Yeah, I got him.
It's really not even a proper indictment on him.
I don't know. I just saw that word on Instagram once, and now I've been saying it again and again. And sometimes I say it to other straight men, and they go like, yeah, well, he does fall down.
Yes, he does.
But I want to say, I wasn't there because... Or it was Jackie's birthday. So first of all, happy birthday to
Jackie. Oh,
you're
blaming Jackie for this.
Yes, yes. Happy birthday, Jackie.
Happy birthday, Jackie.
She's doing great. She's alive. She's alive.
If you do have an opportunity to wish Jackie happy birthday, do it.
Do it. Send money.
Sure.
Please send money. Help bolster the family.
All right.
But she because it was her birthday, we went and had a little lunch. It was nice. You know, we spent our time together. I got a salad.
What'd you guys talk about?
We bitched.
What'd you guys bitch about?
Just life in general. And then she, the waitress was so excited. It was her birthday. She brought a lovely, big, awesome root beer float, which I had recently too in Nighthawk, right? I had one Nighthawk.
Wow, I haven't had a root beer float in forever.
It's so good. And I can eat ice cream, right? And they put that out there, and it was great. And I had one at Nighthawk in New York last time I was there, and it was fucking awesome, and I crave them. And so they brought it out. But the thing was, they put out about 5 inches of whipped cream on top of this thing. Right?
Sure, 5 inches
and
of whipped cream.
I absolutely, a Henry's penis length of whipped cream on top of it.
Wow, and 3 inches of whipped cream.
It was 5 1/4.
Yeah.
I've looked at the math. And I
5 1/4.
Yeah,
you really want to get that quarter in there.
That's like when I'm sticking my hips forward.
Okay.
I got massively sick.
Right, because you know that you can't eat heavy cream, but yet you saw heavy cream. It was placed in front of you. You're an almost 40-year-old adult.
I did it for you, the audience.
You couldn't resist. No, you didn't do it for the audience.
I absolutely did it.
Because then they missed you on the show.
No, because of it again.
It was a great show. We had a lot of fun.
Sure, I bet.
We chit-chatted.
Yeah, it was nice. I tried to call in. It was too busy.
Yeah.
From the toilet. But then what I did was, the reason why I did it was for the audience, for them to know. I haven't missed a beat somewhere. I still make fat man mistakes, and I do fat man things.
Great.
And I want you to know I haven't changed, and I bet you this won't be the last time I miss a contracted engagement.
Fantastic.
Because of diarrhea.
Because you can't resist the heavy cream of a root beer float. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with the recently drained Henry Zabrowski.
Man, I feel so thin today.
That's what I was kind of envious of. The nice thing about having a case of the bubblies is that your body, you probably lost 10 pounds, and the irony is you had to eat to do it.
I feel like that's the ultimate of honesty.
Isn't that crazy?
That's all weight loss.
What?
Because it's all about what goes in your system.
Yeah.
Right? It's all about
what
you eat.
It's all mostly like what doesn't.
But it's also about what goes in.
It's like jazz. It's the food you don't eat.
Yes, that's called bulimia.
No, it's not.
That's what I'd call eating
vegetables.
Yeah, you got to eat vegetables.
Yes, vegetables.
Yeah, we get full on vegetables. You learn how to do it. But I did get sick. But I promise you, I'm getting stronger. I think maybe I got to eat a bunch more whipped cream.
No.
Just to re-temper my body,
no.
To refix it. I started a new probiotic. I ate these things. I'm eating like they're alive.
I don't know about all these probiotics.
I'm just trying.
At some point, you're going to end up with like some weird callus on your asshole. And then it's going to be a because everyone always does probiotics for a while and then they stop. And then I don't know what happens
anymore. I need you all to understand. Is that yes? Do sometimes we talk about things that aging people begin to talk about?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Is this Uncle Corner immediately? Of course.
Sure.
We start an Uncle Corner. Unfortunately, yes. But I think it's important for you to know if you want to be out there, if you want to be on the edge of, in the tip of the spear, paranormal,
folks.
The macabre studies,
uh-huh.
You're going to need to look after your body because guess what's not going to? Orbs. Orbs don't care about your blood pressure.
No, they don't.
They don't care about your blood pressure. No, they don't.
They might be able to actually tell what it is.
To be honest, I think that they could say if they were a part of a reconnaissance mission, which it might be from some form of AI-based, machine-based intelligence far out deep in the galaxy, they're looking for weaknesses and actually love to see that you have diarrhea because then they're going to send the next wave, which are going to have guns attached to them.
If they're a machine-based alien race, we are nothing but weaknesses.
Yes, that's what I mean.
We're just pink
and soft and they're ready to get us.
I
but
know.
It's going to happen very quickly. But that's why I feel like it's important for you as a researcher and a person, like, you got to take care of yourself
first.
Because we want to do this a long time.
Absolutely. Do you ever fantasize or think that whatever alien race is out there has already shot the final shot that will destroy the world, but it hasn't gotten here yet?
Yes.
When does it get here?
Soon.
It's scary.
I mean, I do feel...
You know what? I got into it.
Maybe that's why I feel just constant dread.
Yeah, I was smoking a lot of marijuana yesterday because
yep.
I was playing the new John Madden football. Very fun.
Oh, is it the one where you just drive the bus?
No.
That's a cool
name.
Madden's Bus Adventure.
That's because he lost his entire football team in a plane crash.
It's so small. How do you lose them?
They went to the bathroom for too long. Fucks. The Malaysian plane. No. What I'm saying is asteroids. They are everywhere. And I got into a YouTube hole yesterday, and I am telling you, we're getting hit, folks.
We already
experimented. Did you see that they had to blow one up?
Yeah, dude. No, and that shows that we're going to win.
Oh, man.
We're going to beat the asteroids. The problem is it seems that the apocalypse is the call coming from inside the house.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's going to be out there. I think that it's going to be in here. But I also think that anybody says, it's the end of the world, doesn't understand. What I do love about history is that you see how many times the world has ended.
And then
it just keeps going and going and going, unfortunately, sometimes.
But
we're here now, and you know why we're so lucky to be here?
Why?
Because we are alive at the same time that Chris Chan's alive.
God, and we're not talking about Chris Chan.
Guess what? Guess what we are going to be doing?
What?
Covering this entire trial.
This is the
because
most fucking...
Chris Chan, I mean, I,
okay,
Chris Chan,
they, okay,
I'm still
hold
using...
on a second. Hold on a second. They,
Well, it's Christine Weston Chandler.
I don't give a fuck. They raped their mother. And that's what this trial is about.
Well, according
I don't
to
want to cover this
allegedly,
trial.
Allegedly.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly, Christine Weston Chandler, also known as internet personality Chris Chan, which
God.
I brought up on the show. But guess what? It's going to grand jury. There's already rumors online. And guess who's going to go to Richmond, Virginia to be front I'm going to be there.
Not you.
I'm going to be a trial reporter
when
we're back from the break. Because we're about to go on summer break.
Yeah.
But when we're back from the break, I'm going to start following this trial. Because because this all was busted open.
Much like Nancy Grace, who I believe also can't eat whipped cream.
Oh, yeah. Because, again, she's just going for the juice inside of it. But Christine Chandler, she is being held without bail currently. There are confessed instances to having sexual relations with her 79-year-old dementia-ridden mother.
Sexual relations is not the right term.
Relations. She said, according to Christina Chan, I think it's Chris Chan is the person, we'll use that as the professional name, so we'll use Chris Chan.
Sure.
According to Chris Chan, the mom technically initiated it. At the very top, after years of grooming, of course.
Absolutely
of
disgusting.
To go. Yeah, it's not
absolutely
good.
Absolutely horrible.
But if you don't know who Chris Chan is, just go and ruin your day. Go look that up. Get really involved in it like I did. Even exaggerating, close to 24 hours.
It is such a disgusting story about a YouTube celebrity who is an example
not even,
of
that
why.
That's even exaggerating it. It's like
the camera stole their soul.
Yes, very much so.
And then at some point,
she got worse. Yep.
They had sex with her mother.
But yeah, and then the mom said, she said that the mom made the first move.
No,
and that the mom was, quote unquote, partially confused about the move. And that
it took
a few tries. And then famously, Christine Chan said that she did whinny like a horse. Now, none of it is good. And
she
none of
what?
It is happy. That the mom whinnied like a horse.
Whinnied like
act.
A horse.
Yes, it's not
now,
good.
Now, Chris Chan is transgender, so this is a penis-related situation.
Yes.
This
is my Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial.
Really?
I'm getting to the center of it. I feel like when it kind of, we got to follow every minute of it.
God.
I'm going to go in there. I'm going to draw pictures of Chris Chan like they do in various newspaper articles. Just because I think that this is about the internet generation. All of us.
It is fascinating in a way.
True. But all of us who are in our late 30s were a part of a very specific time period on the internet. We were all traumatized collectively by these very websites, and Chris Chan is sort of an emblematic icon.
What website?
4chan, Rotten.com, Motherless.
I wasn't traumatized by Rotten.com.
You have to go to sleep at night. You have to visualize killing people.
I kill bad people.
I know, but I'm saying this is
also
the trauma that's floating to the top.
Rotten.com showed us what war looks like.
It did.
So it was very important.
And I also believe that there is an importance.
Rotten.com
to,
never started Q. I mean,
no.
Rotten.com was just like,
no.
Take a look at this person that's impaled, mostly impaled.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying that what we experienced was a back in the day when the internet was truly neutral, where there was no policing of it. It was really just, it existed. It was a raw, unfiltered pipeline of the subconscious. It's still that way. Anybody who wants to say different is fucking, you can't control it no matter what you want to do.
There were people being like, is it going to stick around? I remember when I was in typewriter class when I was in high school.
Like they say, good luck with your inner game machine.
Mm-hmm. Sister Susan Bundy, she used to pick her nose and eat it. She said, you never know when the computer's going to go out of style. And she was definitely wrong.
Completely wrong. But Christian, to me, is the ultimate symbol of that trauma. And so now it's time to see what shoots out at the end of this. I know that some people got, I know that's a terrible idea.
Well, all right, there you go.
It's not
Chris
a good,
Chan.
Yeah, but I know nothing else about this. But they're supposed to be going to grand jury. That's still sort of a, we'll see how it goes here. Obviously, I do believe they're going to give Chris Chan some opportunity to plea out. And then Chris Chan will probably see jail time. So I don't think it's going to even get to trial.
Horrible for the people that are going to be on the grand jury. They're going to decide if it does have to go to trial, they're going to have to see a lot of evidence they don't want to see.
I think it's going to be
a traumatic day for all of them.
Technically, if it is a jury of her peers, it's going to be a lot of people with Naruto body pillows that are going to be. I'd love to see that fucking rogues gallery that is going to be in that juror box if it is just her peers. But I can't wait.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night. Perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
Last Podcast on the Left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say, we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family, because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart, and don't delete, because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it. Thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com. No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it costs, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
let's move on to a more normal, nice, classy story that involves a town called Noblesville.
Ooh.
My adult baby, my inner baby.
Oh.
Now, this is an interesting store. It sells adult diapers as well as clothing for adults that mimics children's clothing.
Now,
this was something that I believe TLC tried to have a show about, which is the an adult
not that one
who wants to be a child.
There was one of them. I believe that there was an adult baby. We'll get into it because technically the lifestyle, I believe, is ABDL, which stands for Adult Baby Diaper Lovers, which is technically what I was called as a little boy by all of the larger children. So I'm glad that they are accepting it as just a label and it's not just derogatory.
Well, to be fair, ABDL stands for, again, as you just said, Adult Baby Diaper Lovers, but that is according to Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
So I don't know if it's not in Webster's.
But this, it's interesting because my inner baby, they said that they don't distinguish the difference between people who just want a baby and people that are using it for medical needs. Because some people are incontinent thanks to
cream.
Yes. Right? And I chose that. But also, like, I think the term is losing pipe when you have colon cancer or something like that, and they take all the pipe out, right? And then all of a sudden, now you just got a cabinet what used to be your butthole, right? And I do believe, I might be wrong, I don't know, but I do believe that way you do need some form of diaper, you need some kind of tubings, you need all these things to go inside. And you can go to My Inner Baby, and yes, you can get some of the more clinical things where you can get the shit like, you know, tubes and all the kind of stuff and diapers and stuff. But then also people, like, just because you have to wear a colostomy bag doesn't mean it doesn't need to be Louis Vuitton.
Absolutely.
Because it might be nice to, maybe this is a reach out to Balenciaga. Make a colostomy bag.
Absolutely.
Something Kanye can wear.
Oh, what a classy guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Something that you don't, so you can go to the club and still not have to worry about, like, whether or not people are going to be judging you for your fucking non-name brand colostomy.
Absolutely. Noblesville is asking this store to shutter its doors. Now, I'm just going to say this after reading this article about My Inner Baby. Do I want, am I particularly like, oh, that's so fun that people are dressing up as babies? I don't care.
I truly, like Rotten.com, I am neutral on adult babies.
So I'm going to defend this store.
Yes,
I don't think it should have to close down.
No.
Some people go in there because they want to be big babies, but other people do go in there because they have medical needs.
They have medical supplies.
One of those people being Ryan Polokoff. Now, he is the owner of My Inner Baby. He said, we do have many customers who use it for medical needs. We don't distinguish. We don't ask our customers, hey, what are you coming in here for?
No.
How can we help?
I really agree with that because it really, when it comes down to it, you could do whatever the fuck you want. Don't tell me what to do.
Absolutely.
Don't legally make me an adult baby. I prefer that because I like being a man.
Absolutely.
But, you know, don't necessarily shut it down just because people like to wear diapers. Some people are just fucking lazy. But guess what? That's your God-given American right. Our boys go over and fight these wars so that you can wear a baby diaper.
Absolutely.
At your fucking leisure.
According to Emily Clanton, it is a medical supply store. There are a lot of people like me that have bladder issues.
Yep.
She says, I do wear incontinence supply due to my bladder being paralyzed.
Yes, absolutely. It got into a car accident.
Aww.
Now, I come here because this is actually a really good place to go, and it's better than what Walmart says, she says.
So,
and then she continues to go
Walmart.
On. But she also, what's nice is that the clothes can help cover everything. She says, I don't want to be an adult today necessarily. I'm going to go put on a onesie. I'm just going to go watch cartoons, and I'm going to take a break. So she does it with a onesie. You know what I do that with? Is with a bottle of fucking scotch.
Absolutely. Then the cartoons are fun.
That makes me a fun adult baby, because you never know when I'm going to, especially when I'm looking for that milk.
Absolutely.
I leave the women alone, except for my wife, who has, I get the sucking ability from.
My inner baby, indeed. We all have an inner child.
It's actually
child
way more
innes.
My outer baby.
According to Polokoff, she says, this is not a, or he says, this is not a sex shop.
Not a sex shop.
And we are not going to be bullied.
I agree. Because
so don't bully them.
Don't bully them. Raise them. Raise them babies. The show that you do believe that was canceled by TLC was called, I believe, My Adult Adoption.
Oh, My Adult Adoption. adoption. Now, this was a little strange.
Well, the thing about the adult adoption thing is that it's these couples that say, like, oh, God, you can even look this up. Is that technically adults can adopt a human baby. They can get a baby. It's called adult adopting adults. Was the name of the thing. But yes, at first, it was like on the TLC show, they're like, no, me and my wife are totally just normally adopting this 21-year-old co-ed. And it's not weird that we might, like, fuck it.
Right. I don't know if that's going to work. It's an interesting way to spice up the relationship.
But it's not, though. Don't get legal. I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. This is why the heart of me is a Satanist. I don't want ownership or control over any of you. That's why I don't want even a baby. I don't even want my own baby. It's like, I don't want the responsibility of you being my baby person.
You better be careful admitting you're a Satanist. Tucker Carlson's going to take you down, Fox Nation.
I will punch him right in the fucking bow tie.
Oh.
I will fucking go. I will drag him down into the ground. I don't care. But it's like, I feel like it's the truth. Like, why do people want control over anybody else? Aren't you busy with your fucking self?
Well, that's the problem. They're not thinking about themselves.
It's 24/7 running the Henry Zebrowski shop.
Before you judge me.
I gotta be on the phone all day to I'm self-employed. I have to be ready to pick up the phone call from my boss, which is me, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Because if not, I'm gonna fucking fire myself.
Absolutely. Before you judge me, take a look at yourself. And I'm talking about the city of Noblesville right now. This is why it's so important to run for local office, because in Noblesville, there's a zoning ordinance, and they say, I can't imagine that there'd be any kind of sex store.
They are experiencing an ick. There is an ick level to them experiencing this. They don't want to deal with it because they are afraid of the feelings that the baby adults are making them feel.
The Board of Zoning Appeals, in a unanimous decision, said, get out of here, my inner baby. My inner baby says, you know what? We might be a baby, but we're still here to fight. And they did not close, and I don't think they should have to close. Also, fuck this little city ordinance.
Fuck
and whatever. Don't go in there if you don't want to go in there.
Absolutely. I also, like, the only thing I was kind of fucking would be scary, though, is these adult babies having temper tantrums. Because, like, you don't see a little baby going like, like, that'd be scary to see, like, you with a big bonnet on,
with
a fucking, just a diaper on, walking around, like, and you going like, I want my moosh! Like,
well,
you know,
that's
like,
the question.
I'm wet! Mopped up is wet! Like, that'd be fucking real scary. Like, you're spinning around doing a hurricane punch while you got fucking a big old, like, man, how big your diaper would be. That'd be Andre the Giant size. Just get your butt in there and then have to have the extra room to have all of your dump in it, too.
I know what you're discussing. My question is this. If you are pretending to be a baby, do baby rules apply? Can you drink alcohol? Can you smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
Can you drive a car?
I mean, you're still an adult. You still have a driver's license.
Yeah, but you really got to get into it. If you're going to go as far as wear the diaper, you're going to wear baby clothes. You're going to have baby shoes, nice and soft, really squishy. I understand it. But I think that you are not allowed the accoutrements that go with being an adult. Solid foods, no steak dinner, no debit card, no MasterCard.
I agree.
You have to live by baby law. And I think that that really is one of those conversations that needs to happen within the adult baby community, because there's some adult babies out there that are doing adult stuff.
There is a 4X large. The biggest adult baby on the market, the biggest adult diaper on the market is it's called 4X.
Mm-hmm.
It is for a waist of 70 inches to 106 inches.
Holy crap.
That's intense.
That's a large baby.
That's a big baby.
Well, that's a Maury Povich-like baby, and you're going to have to take care of yourself, baby, because you're going to die of baby diabetes.
I think you're going to get adult diabetes.
Absolutely.
You
got to
be careful. If you're a baby, man, if you're an adult baby, goo goo gaga, man. Guess what? You go out there, you buy tickets for our live shows, and you wear that big baby costume.
Have fun.
And you make people feel normal about it. Because I will say true. Truly, honestly, you know what y'all need? I'm going to say this to the adult baby community.
Absolutely.
Y'all need a better representative.
Who is it?
But you need, like, you need to get a celebrity. You need to get a celebrity. Hmm. Like how, like, Scientology got Tom Cruise. Not to compare it to Scientology, but, you know, like, you got to get somebody in there.
But it depends on which.
You know who's the ultimate baby celebrity?
Ryan Gosling?
Oliver Platt.
Yes.
Good actor.
I could see that.
I think you need somebody top tier. Somebody like a good, like truly talented.
Talented.
And it's not just about being sick. Because that's the thing. Anybody can be sexy in a diaper if you got great tits or great abs. Right? Because you got the diaper on. I would still feel weird taking the diaper off just to have sex with you because it feels like I'm having sex with a baby even though you open up to a full grown woman. Yeah.
Or an elderly person there who maybe doesn't know what's going on. But yeah.
But it comes down to it. Y'all need, it's about packaging, marketing. You guys need somebody in there who could pump this up. Get somebody who's like fun. Get somebody, you know, who needs a career revamp? Andy Dick.
I was going to say, like, I don't think Andy Dick.
I think he's a liability.
He's just a psychotic in any way. Maybe Ezra Miller, another psychopath.
He's, he's also problematic.
There's a lot of psychos out there in Hollywood.
No,
but
we need somebody who's like fun, who can engage with the audience, who's also like kind of non-threatening, but like talented, and just like be like, it's not too bad to be an adult baby. Tobey Maguire is an adult baby.
I don't think it's necessarily sexual.
That's what they're saying. That's what they keep trying to say.
And I believe that to be true.
Well, the same thing with furries.
Because they want to just...
It's just about... being that.
A furry
and, you can
and
be
an
that.
Adult baby. That would be a cute couple. That'd be a cute couple.
I think it's out there.
I honestly think
that they probably got a podcast. There's probably four of those podcasts out there right now.
Oh, well, have fun with it. Take care of yourselves. Do everything on the up and up. Yep. And my inner baby, you have our support. You have our outer support because, hey, some people are in there because they need it for medical reasons. And some people are in there because their job is stressful. How many CEOs are adult babies on Sundays?
Seriously. Also, fucking...
Want to unwind?
We're going to need diapers someday.
Be a baby again.
Make it look good. Make it look good.
Bedazzle it.
You know, I'll reach out to my favorite fucking shoe brand in the world. Someone tell him somewhere in America, love this guy, got all his shoes. All I do is wear his shit. You make some cool ass, fly ass adult diapers. That's where the money is.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to throw this out into the universe because it's your idea, Henry Thomas Zabrowski, the podcaster shoe.
If you will please listen to my plea, we need to have a podcaster shoe.
A nice slide.
I want a nice slide, an executive level, high fashion podcaster shoe.
It has to be cozy.
It has to be super cozy.
Because the confidence starts at your feet.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
My confidence ends at my balls.
At your
now,
balls.
Now, this next story is all about who not to believe.
Okay.
I'm going to put this out here right now. Never believe the woman, Romana Didulo. We covered her.
Yes.
We covered her back in the day.
This chick is crazy, dude.
This chick is out of fucking pocket. The so-called Romana Didulo, who is calling herself the self-proclaimed Queen of Canada.
They also call her Queen Dildo.
She has done this thing where if you didn't hear the last time we covered her a little bit on Side Stories. Do your own research on this because this woman is a fucking Looney Tune.
She is, dude.
She believes that I don't think she believes fucking anything. I believe that she is a completely cynical, all these little Trump babies. Everyone's trying to figure out how to lie their way to the top and they
Who knows?
Figure it out. But she... has said she believes that she has been registered and named the real Queen of Canada by a group of people that Justin Trudeau is fakely in charge.
It's not a, what do you call that? Hierocracy? What do you call them when there's a royal family?
Monarchy.
It's not a monarchy.
It's not. Technically, what is it? They are under the queen in England.
I don't know.
Who gives a shit? It's some
douchebag.
It's some fake. But it's fucking queen. This woman has saying that she is the Queen of Canada and that she has the rightful head of Canada. And she is obviously in communication with Q and they're going and they're busing all of these serious things. And what she's doing is telling her fans, she's got like 70,000 followers on this thing called Telegraph or whatever, but she's telling like crazy shit, right? She believes that there's going to be a massive flip of the Canadian government. And to do that, first of all, she needed her people to pay $65,000 for her to buy an RV called the Cheeks Calling the Q1, where they're driving it around on a big old tour of Canada. And her main thing is like sovereign citizen style. You can just tell a cop or an FBI agent whatever you want, and then that's law now. And so partially
she has fun with it. And you know, I have to say this, the idea of packing up in an RV, traveling all around, it's kind of fun.
I'm a little jealous of having an RV and subjects. I'm a little jealous.
She does have subjects.
Oh, yes. And what she did, first of all, she told all of her followers to stop paying their bills and their taxes, which is if you want the government to come get you faster than ever, tell them to stop paying their taxes.
Yeah,
she's
that's
trying
the
to
one
roll
thing
it back now. But the things people are going and getting their power shut off. They're getting all of their lives be, and then in response to it, they're telling them, "No, you legally owe me these utilities because I am a sovereign citizen. You have to give it to me." And sending to the power companies,
right,
her videos from YouTube.
Well, I think
saying
that
like,
that
"Hey,
might work.
No, this actually says that I don't need to pay you," and they're all like, "All right. Guess you're sitting in the dark then."
Oh my goodness, that ain't right. But, it should all be free anyway, that's what I say. But Queen Dildo, interestingly enough, if you are one of her supporters, at one point she offered them vegetables and sardines.
Well, this is so...
So isn't that nice? You get veggies and sardines.
This happened at a very specific stop because the next thing that she did was that where she started ramping up, is she said that anybody that was giving, obviously she's anti-vax, right? Because whatever.
Well, she said she's going to shoot anyone who took the vaccine.
Yeah, so her thing was that she started doing that. If you find out that someone has vaccinated a child, you need to physically attack them. So yeah, and started with a bunch of people getting physically attacked in Canada. She's trying to mobilize these people. They're all broken. Every one of them is old. All of them have kids that will no longer speak to them anymore.
That's the sad part.
That's just how it is. They choose these things. I don't know why they do this. One day, there will be a book that we write that explains internet poisoning, and I don't know how we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But the next level has been... She has told her followers that they can arrest police officers.
Oh, fantastic. That's going to go great for you.
Oh, yes. And so they showed up in Peterborough in Canada. They mm-hmm. showed up at this this police station and said, "We're here." It was a bunch of just old men in action sandals.
I mean, there is.
And they all had the little bottles of water, and they're all like, because they, again, it's kind of the
There's
same
something
vibe.
Something about it that I do like.
Well, because it's weird how, like,
I
they're
know
told,
you're arresting me. I'm arresting you.
I'm arresting you, which I do like. I do like. But, you know, it's weird because it's the same thing with all the bullshit with January 6th, where, like, there's the vibe, there's half a, "We're starting the Civil War today," and half the, "Oh, we get to go inside the police station." Like, there's a little bit of the mix of, like, they're all, like, they start with all this rhetoric of, like, "We're literally going to hang police by trees."
Huh.
And then it turns into them all hydrated, giving out food and, like, granola bars to each other like it's going to be, like it's a visit to the police station.
Well, it did not go well that stormed the police station there.
It seems that when you go to the place where people arrest people to arrest the people that are arresting people, they just arrest you.
Right.
Because they
have all the guns.
They have all the guns and the
handcuffs.
Especially
in Canada. So there was a 54-year-old Millbrook man. He was charged with mischief and resisting arrest, as well as a 56-year-old man who was charged with two counts of assaulting police. Again, Queen Dildo is the one that's telling them to do this. And so I guess she does have some unbelievable amounts of power.
Well, if you look at the people there,
because she has 70,000 followers.
She has 70,000 people on Telegraph, which is a burner text account.
I mean,
that's whatever. But also, the thing is, again, it's everything. It's all about, you look at the people who actually show up. If you look at this quote unquote rally to arrest the police, it was like 15 people.
Yeah.
And you're going to need more than 15 people to arrest all of the
police. Did
you
ever see the movie Dream Team? With
yes.
all the elderly guys who escaped.
That. And again, I'm
That's
all
what
for,
it reminds me of.
I love the, there's chaos elements that I love, but mm-hmm. it's more just like, I guess.
Well, she's a grifter. She's trying to make money off of
it. It's all, I might even believe it if she actually believed a single word that she said, but it's all about
Who
getting
knows?
Money from a bunch of people. They just have to do full, they have to commit to kayfabe. In
they
order
really
to
do.
Get over. Look at Alex Jones. The only reason
Fox.
Why Alex Jones is now falling apart is because he first started doing the character actor thing to get his kids back, and now everybody they can all go fucking go and get a piece, and they can finally rip him to pieces.
What is so interesting is the ages of these people. There's another suspect the police are looking for. It's a white woman. She's 65 years old. She's 5'3". She was wearing light blue plaid blouse and sunglasses. Another suspect is 50 to 60. He's a dude and he's 5'7" and he had a mustache and a goatee. So it really is this next, the that's almost Generation Z. That's Gen Z.
It's really
but
weird.
It is crazy that old people, and I'm almost proud of them.
For sure.
They're getting out there. Well, but maybe sometimes they need to stay in there.
What I don't understand, when you talk to a lot of these people, or like you hear what they say, you could tell there's a little bit of a search for fellowship, right? There's a little bit of loneliness. Because as we get older, what do you know? Truthfully, even now almost getting to 40, it's hard to make friends. It's hard to keep friends, right? Everybody's got their own shit going on. We have our friends for a really long time, right? But it's also like, am I eager to build up a bunch of new friends? Not necessarily. It's difficult to keep them up. Right, it's hard to find and engage with new friends. These are all people whose friends have all left them that are now like looking for new friends, and so all of a sudden they have to do this. Like, I feel like that's maybe a part of the phenomena, is that it's like a club.
Well, there's a fantastic documentary on flat earthers, and ironically enough, they prove that the earth isn't flat.
Of course,
during
love that documentary.
But the one thing that it does show is the conventions.
Yeah,
and those conventions, people are crying. They're like, I finally have a community, and all they have to do now is to be like, all right, the earth is round, and then you can just have a nice healthy friend group. But unfortunately, it's like a religion, so if one person is like, maybe it's a triangle, they're like, no, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, triangle head.
Exactly. But you're right, people are lonely, people are broken, the internet has ruined lives, and it's made people have FOMO. And in reality, you know what? You're not missing out on anything.
Also,
just live your life.
We have the
go to my inner baby. Have fun.
Over the last couple of years, we had that fun thing where everybody's doing the "say the quiet part out loud" thing, which is then make it's now become a whole personality to just be as awful as humanly possible,
right?
Because you're just allowed to. When that was my job, guys. All right, that was Henry Zebrowski's job, to be as awful as I could possibly allow myself to be. But it was supposed to be funny, and now they're all doing it, but for serious. And it's like, you're changing the game, bro. That's not cool.
Live from your grave.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. So go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious weedy taste, which is what I like. And
yes,
three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road. And get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name.
Absolutely.
Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
Boy, Texas Pete is the sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's what people gather around, it's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good. Each Texas Pete hot sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor. This signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything. It's been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today. You're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers. The hotter hot sauce is three times hotter than the original, and not for the faint of heart. Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor, and their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce and a flavorful dry rub. Tell you what, the other day I was having myself a good old refried bean burrito, and I wanted a little bit of kick to my morning, so I got myself some Texas Pete sriracha sauce, and I smothered those refried beans and that cheese and them eggs in a whole bunch of and it started off my day correct. Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it. Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration. And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamorous 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. You can even customize your very own luxurious estate island and let your imagination run wild when decorating your island estate with expansive gardens and beautiful buildings. Plus, collect scraps of information to fill your photo album and learn more about each character. And the best part, you can chat and play with or against other players by joining a detective club. You'll even get the chance to play in a detective league to put your skills to the test. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Yeah, basketball! Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Basketball. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's all it takes. You got to make the right picks. And it's simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. It's incredible. Prize Picks. It's easy and fun. And if I were you, I would be keeping my eye on that LeBron James, famous basketball player. Is he going to get more rebounds this week, or will it be the next week? Will he get more points this time, or the points will be worse than the last time? All I know is I like his shoes, and I like his outfits that he wears from the bus to the locker room. But I can't pick those. But if I could, I would. Download the app today and use code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code LEFT for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Speaking of something that Henry Zebrowski would do, a murder suspect. That's not the part.
I'm not going
to
murder.
I don't think you would murder, to be honest.
No.
But this murder suspect, he called 911 to confess? No. Because he went to McDonald's and his French fries were cold.
No,
so this is a true story. A Georgia man. Yeah. He's a murder suspect.
The confused look on his face in this piece of dash cam footage from the police suit, where he's like, he's literally going, "I don't see what the problem is."
Because it's unbelievable.
It turns out when the police showed up that he had a bit of a warrant.
He had a warrant, an outstanding warrant, because he's a murder suspect, right?
Yep.
He was served cold French fries at McDonald's. At this point, he called the police. His name is Antoni Sims. And then the cops were like, "Hey, man, yeah, but you're wanted for murder."
You know
which,
that, right?
Which is so much worse.
You know, like, you're wanted for murder,
than
bro,
cold,
right?
French fries. So Sims was apparently out on bond and wearing an ankle bracelet when he visited the McDonald's in Kennesaw. And then he got into a verbal argument with the franchise owner, who also called 911.
I just feel like there's a lot going on here. I actually feel
they both called 911.
But on some level... Maybe this isn't even about the French fries.
I think it might be. To be honest, I think that it might be.
Wow.
Because he also, okay, you know what? I'm immediately backtracking on what I just said.
What?
So the dude was just super pissed, right? Because he was also there with his fiance.
Oh.
So, you know, the wife is upset. The fiance is upset about the cold fries. Now, this guy's got to go next level because you cannot have your fiance be upset. And then so he was like, "Fuck you, McDonald's owner." And then they both called 911. Well, and like if you're the police, at some point, you're just like, what a day.
Well, I like right here. You heard a little bit from the body cam. Here's a quote directly from the body cam. "I try the fries. The fries are lukewarm, but they're not hot." You heard telling a police officer outside of the store in body cam footage. And then he said, "You tell these motherfuckers, you better give me my fucking fresh fries, motherfucker." And then he said that he shoved the food at the owner. And that's when the owner went and he called the cops. Which is, you know, like, you know, I will say it's a bit of a dick move. But when he starts calling, because again, if we're just like how I feel about fries, right? Yes, he throws the fries at you. You can just be like, right, get the fuck out of here.
To be
fair,
you don't
need to get the police involved. But the fact that he called the police himself.
Oh, it was a double 911 call.
It's dumb. That is where he, well, then you invited the police, because now what you see is the next still from the body cam is that you see him upon realizing that because the cops showed up and they said, first of all, you have an ankle monitor on.
Right.
Like, why are you here?
Sure. Right?
And the cop's like, you know, fries, you know, I'm going to give me these fries, blah, 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 blah.
Which I'm sure
and
the officer does relate. I mean, because,
oh, yeah,
let's
I'm
be
sure
honest.
How many times the officer wish he could put his gun in the mouth of somebody giving him cold fries?
I think one of the biggest lies we've ever been told is that McDonald's has the best French fries.
Interesting.
I don't like McDonald's French fries.
I'm
yes,
fine
if
with
they're
them.
Piping hot, okay, fine.
Yeah, sure.
A cold,
the second they're not.
Fernando is looking at me. He's very skeptical.
Yeah, he's about to leave.
He's about to quit.
We've seen horrible things on this show for forever.
I know.
Literally, that is what's going to be the breaking point.
A cold McDonald's French fry is infuriating. It does it because it's just the grease. It's just you just feel the grease, and it's nasty. What's your favorite fry, Fernando? Then
Burger King.
Okay, see, Fernando likes Burger King. So
King. That's interesting.
And I agree with him.
I like I also think. You know, maybe God, we're gonna get in so much trouble again. I like the Burger King Whopper of all of the main staple sandwiches.
I'm a Big
sandwiches.
Mac guy.
I don't like the Big Mac because why the fucking bread? Why the third piece of bread?
So...
And then also the patties are so small. And again, it's styrofoam. Oh, and again, good. It's not. And I also think, you know what? Fuck it. Fucking In-N-Out's also kind of stupid. I think that Fatburger's the best of the fucking chains in L.A.
Whataburger? I've never had it, but I heard it's good.
We've had Whataburger together. We actually did it.
No, I didn't have it. I never eat it.
What? Why never eat it?
I don't really eat like that. So the cops also found 31 grams of marijuana.
You're just as confused as me, folks.
Cops also
You're just
found,
as confused as me. This is like, I still remember
I eat alone and naked in my shed.
But I also think about how the one time Kissel's still confused about his weird reactions to the beer and pie festival, where he said he did not understand how anybody could have beer and pie, which is the dumbest thing I still
it's
like.
Disgusting.
It still makes me feel like there's a little man piloting Kissel that's not him anymore. It's like, that would be such a Kissel for me down the pipe order.
So the cops also found 31 grams of marijuana in his fiance's car.
Oh, there we go.
And Sims was charged with possession of a controlled substance with the intent to distribute. Again, that is not the problem here.
No.
It is most likely the
murder. So fucking
stupid.
Last Prisoner Project, fucking get him out of jail for that. But don't get him out of jail. I feel like he should serve. It's like one of those.
It's a murder.
It's the murder.
And it's the fiance that has the weed there.
Just fucking let the fiance go. It's for fucking weed. Who gives a fucking shit?
Well, again, who knows? Maybe she doesn't need to be, like, running totally free there. Sims was also, he's been charged with the death of Adelisa Mertakovic, who allegedly went along with the two men to an apartment to buy drugs, and then gunfire broke out. And so something went horribly. It seems like, you know, this is what I'm learning, relationships. Oh, why don't they always work? What's the one element? Me.
And so if you're the center of a bunch of ruined things, it's you.
It might be you. So this guy, it just seems like he brings a lot of drama wherever he goes.
I think that he is a problem. I think that he's a problem that this might be the thing that he might need. This literally might be the thing that allows him to change.
What are you in for, cold fries? I understand.
Yeah, according I got to that.
Officer David Buchanan, he says, it's very unusual that someone, knowing he is wanted by the police, would call the police. But
yeah,
Mr. Sims did
it's
that.
Like stupid.
Yeah, he's not a very smart guy, I guess. And again, I am not saying that if you're a McDonald's employee, you know, try to heat up the fries. But again, it's not the biggest deal. The incident, actually, interestingly enough, came a week after another fight broke out in Brooklyn over cold French fries. And then that led to the fatal shooting of a McDonald's worker. Be careful out there, guys.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't shoot anyone over fries,
seriously,
guys.
I mean, how many? We went through this all summer. Like, there is just get the fries, man. Just get the fries, because you know what you can fucking do? Go home, and you know what? You want a little bit of fucking old man hack here? Put them in the fucking oven.
Put them in the oven. Sure, you
layer
can
layer them out on the fuck on a little tin thing.
Also,
put them in the oven.
To be honest, I think you probably could go ask politely for new fries that aren't cold, and 90% of the time, 99.9% of the time, they'll probably just make you some.
A lot of times.
Or they're 99 cents.
Yeah.
Just buy another one.
Just live your life.
Anyway, be careful out there if you are a fast food employee like all of us were at some point.
Seriously,
because,
be careful.
Because people are fucking crazy, it seems like.
Yeah, people be crazy.
Yeah, I guess so. Also, if you're the cops, what a weird day that is.
I know, but it's also kind of like, it's both like, well, we get away scot-free, and also it's like, what the fuck is your problem?
Right. Okay.
I think it's time for Hero of the Week.
Is it already time for Hero of the Week? Wow. All right. Well, this week's Hero of the Week is actually a piece of technology. This is new glasses.
You know what? This is good because the last time, this is glasses, which honestly, of all the pieces of technology, it's a helper one.
Absolutely. Now, Hero of the Week. Now, of course, this involves deaf people, so probably not a lot of... okay.
Yeah, I just realized that. Yeah. So it's all about how to help the deaf, and this is the podcast.
We love
when people
the
still
deaf
read
people?
The podcast. We get transcripts.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, when people
that's
make transcripts of the podcast.
So there's new glasses that allow deaf people to see conversations by turning audio into subtitles.
Honestly, that'd be so great because now I've become a full subtitle person.
It's pretty awesome, right? Well, I mean, okay.
What?
So you're a little young.
No, but I it's because of the fucking mixing.
Yeah.
And all of the fucking, it's all the mixing on the movies are now is that the dialogue's super low, but then everything else is super high. So then you have to constantly go back and forth. Where like half the time you have to make sure to not like let your fucking, because it pops and then Wendy gets all scared.
Yeah, why can't they figure that out?
Why can't they?
Anyway, I'm about to go join Queen Dildo over there.
Yep.
According to, so a company has created augmented reality spectacles that play subtitles on conversations happening in the real world.
Cool.
According to Dan Scarf, he was sad to see his 97-year-old grandpops sitting quietly in a room on Christmas Day surrounded by his family, but he couldn't have any conversation because of hearing loss. So Scarf said, it's got to the point now where he literally just sits in silence. And I thought, well, hang on a second.
Sad.
It is sad. He said, well, hang on a second. He watches TV all the time. Why can't we subtitle the world?
That's honestly, this is of all of the heroes you've done. In terms of just for the glasses part,
yes.
This is genuinely very helpful.
Because we all are, well, I'm definitely losing my hearing. I already know that for a fact.
Yeah, I can't see anything. I can't hear anything. I can't feel anything.
Mm.
I can't taste anything. That might be COVID. So, but I guess I'm all fucked up. You know, I don't know.
So Scarf and his company Nearreal Project, they made these little things there that have CCs. They have the closed captioning on the glasses, and they launched in 6 months, and it's called the XRAI glasses, and the software can help people cope with, you know, being deaf or losing their hearing.
That's
so
really cool.
I actually think it's really awesome.
I really like that.
And as much as I shit on technology, because it's, in many ways it has had a negative emotional and mental impact, and they are arming robots, as we've talked about. But this is a good use of it. So Scarf said, we're going to get a small number to begin with, and to prove it, we're going to get some feedback. We're going to understand what people like and don't like, and then we're going to rapidly innovate it. And then we're hoping if the winds are behind us, then we'll reach general availability by September.
That's pretty incredible.
So
that's
there you go.
Well, fucking good on them.
Good on you. I like it.
Well, good look at that. Look at that. It's a genuine hero today. And we have been saying that there's no such thing as a hero anymore. And we did it.
Dan Scarf.
Yeah.
Technically, that is a human being behind this.
It is.
Yes.
It's a good work.
All right.
Now here's a listener email.
Fantastic.
This is all because I'm reading this because of the movie Nope.
Oh, so
you know,
good.
Just understand there's slight spoilers, but not
Uh-oh.
Bad.
Oh, all right. Well, you might want to mute it and go watch Nope and then come back.
This happened when I was around 14 years old in the early 2000s. We lived at a small farm outside of a rural Kansas town whose name I won't bother you with. It was late winter, early spring. Colder than a witch's tit. Completely overcast.
Oh.
A witch's tit can actually be very cold if it's out. But I actually feel like a witch's tit can be very warm.
I agree. The bosom of a witch must be very cozy.
I'll touch it.
Okay.
We had a wood-burning fireplace in our house and kept the wood on a rick in the backyard.
This is the 2000s or 1900s?
Early 2000s. Okay. Early 2000s, yep. The fire was going, so eventually my chubby ass had to bundle up and bring some firewood.
Oh.
Like I said, the day was completely overcast. No blue in the sky.
This would be a good day to be an adult baby.
It would be. Oh, very much so. You got that big onesie, big diaper, you can share wherever you want. No blue in the sky, just gray clouds blanketing the heavens. To the south of the house, though, was this massive shelf cloud hanging over what I estimated to be the next town over.
Oh.
Now the day was calm. No breeze at all. Which is unusual for Kansas. I point this out because it meant the same shelf cloud had been hanging to the south all day. Now this happens from time to time. It's not that freaky unto itself, but it made it what happened next all the weirder. As I'm about to come back inside with an armload of logs, I happen to look up the shelf cloud. As I studied its face, a small cloud emerged from the center of the shelf cloud and stopped.
A lot of cloud talk.
That's weird. It also sounds like a little cloud poop.
Yeah, cloud fart.
Now, I think because...
Isn't rain just cloud fart?
It's cloud piss.
Shart.
Now, I think, for example, because this cloud just... Not only because this cloud just popped out of nowhere, but it was perfect. A little too perfect. Right? It's kind of cloud a child would have drawn if you asked him to draw a cloud. A flat bottom, a few big bumps on top of it, right? And if you close your eyes, you think a little cloud in the sky. It's a cloud you'd picture.
No, that's a cloud.
Think of the cloud.
I'm understanding it's a cloud.
It's a cloud.
Okay, he wouldn't tell us the name of Kansas, but the town, but he is going into great detail. It's a cloud.
Now,
okay.
I cannot stress enough how this thing moved like it was on rails. And it was the only thing moving in the sky, and it didn't move like any cloud I've ever seen before or since, not like any other cloud.
This guy knows a lot about clouds.
He is the cloud wrangler. Right? So I am immediately weirded out. I go back inside. I wouldn't tell anybody that story for years. I don't know why. And it wasn't until I discovered the tongue-loosening properties of alcohol that I would repeat it to another living being. Hey, I'll tell you a story about a fucking cloud.
Wow.
Hey, listen, hey, I know you look bored, but hey, let me tell you something else boring.
Please, don't.
But I do like these stories.
Yes.
Even though I'd always couch the story with, now I probably just saw a cloud. But after watching Jordan Peele's fantastic Nope,
I've become convinced that somewhere out there, there must be others who have seen a similar phenomena. Did I see a UFO? Did I see a weird piece of Kansas weather, i.e. a cloud?
Well, you definitely ruined an entire movie.
Do I have the overactive imagination of a child?
No, you don't have an overreactive.
I don't know.
It's not. Oh, no, you're. I'm gonna say.
I know what I saw.
The only thing that I'm going to say, it doesn't seem like the imagination is that overactive because it's a cloud.
I just feel like somebody saw a cloud that was different than other clouds, but it could have been piloted.
It's cumulus.
All I know is that that cloud, you're lucky it didn't come down there and fucking turn you gay.
All right.
But otherwise, you would have been more happy.
Like, fantastic. Really nailed it. I definitely think that we need a vacation.
I think we need a vacation. And speaking of that, we begin a 2-week vacation this week. We've been talking a lot.
Right.
We've been talking a lot in the microphone. We're getting worse. We're degrading as a show.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you for sticking with us. We have content coming out no matter what.
Oh, yeah, we have great content.
Because contractually, we're obligated to have, because technically, we're supposed to have, we're going to have 4 weeks
off.
No
one wants to hear this.
Oh,
why are you talking about that?
I don't know. I'm just saying thank you.
Thank you. There we
support.
Go. All of the shows will be out, and they're special bonus episodes of all shows. You're going to love them.
You're
anyway.
You're going to like the way you hear it.
Okay. Thank you all so much for listening.
Thank you so much. And every day live knowing that you have a, just imagining at least that you have a 2-week break ahead of you. Right? And you just got to get to the end of this, literally just the end of this working week.
You're making this really difficult.
And everybody could just shut up. Right? Everybody else.
No, now you're just yelling at the audience for listening.
No, not them. It's just everybody else. The audience, I love the audience.
Okay.
And I laugh with them myself. And I wish I could make love to each member of the audience in a way that they like. Oh,
God, this is like verbally difficult to get through.
I just got to get to the end of this triple L, and then this episode for the week will be over.
We'll see you all in Vegas.
I love doing it, though.
I know you do. We'll see you at Psycho Vegas this weekend. Can't wait. All right, everyone, hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Congratulations.
Yeah, baby, and I'll see you at the Black Angel Saturday night if you're going to be there, man.
Can't wait.
Can't fucking wait,
also,
dude.
Bone Thugs.
Definitely see Bone Thugs. Yeah, it's going to be fucking sweet.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. For the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.